Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. We're visiting with Laura Thompson. Laura Sievers, back in the day when she was growing up here in Atlantic and graduating from Atlantic High School, and she's now in Texas. We're going to talk a little bit about a project that she's got going on that's going to be recognized here later this week at the University of Iowa football game. Laura, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Hey, tell us a little bit about, before we get to the project, tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to this point.
Sure. So I live here in Austin, Texas, and I have a friend named Holly Hancock who has formed a nonprofit called Holly's Heart. And she invited me to be on the board of that nonprofit. And what it is Holly was born with a congenital heart defect, and she was in and out of the hospital a lot as a kid. And the one thing she really hated was the darn hospital gown, how it never fits right. It's, you know, scratchy, you're exposed, you know, all the bad things. And so she ended up creating a hospital gown alternative that is super soft cotton with snaps on the sleeves and on the sides to accommodate for IVs and tests and ports and all kinds of things. And they come in like superhero and princess and all kinds of cute choices. And we had the idea to try to do something special for the University of Iowa football game.
Yeah, it's personal experience for her. She's been going through something that's difficult, and sometimes the little things make it just that much more difficult. So she was looking for a way to not so much help herself, but to help out others.
Yeah, for sure. She really wanted to kind of to pay it forward. She knew what it felt like to be the sick kid, and she just wanted kids to have, you know, some joy in what they're wearing and to not to feel comfortable. And you know, when you're feeling crummy, you want to be in your cozy jammies and not in, you know, an itchy hospital gown that fits no one. So yeah, that was kind of her inspiration.
Yeah, let's face it. If hospital gowns were comfortable, we just wear them around the house, but we don't.
Exactly. I think that's everybody's least favorite part of going to the hospital, or one of the least favorite.
Yeah, there's a lot of least favorite things when we have to go to the hospital, especially for chronic ailments. But you know, just true. The little things can make such a big difference in people's lives, and that's the whole point of this.
Absolutely. It's just, we're just trying to spread some joy to kids who are, you know, so we've got chronically ill kids who, you know, are having chemo and surgeries. To kids who are just, you know, maybe in for a procedure, but it doesn't make a difference. We want all the kids just to feel comfortable and to, you know, to bring some happiness and to some joy in a stressful and difficult, painful time.
Yeah, you bet. And so, was this just a chance meeting between the two of you?
Actually, we met at a small group at our church, and it was kind of one of those friendships that we just instantly liked each other and just kind of clicked and became fast friends. And then she had this idea to, you know, kind of launch these hospital gown alternatives for kids. And I was just thrilled when she asked me to be a volunteer member on her board, which was it's such a privilege and an honor. And now we've got garments that start all the way from sleep sacks for infants all the way to adult sizes for like teens and young adults.
Has this really taken off?
It has. We started, I live in Austin, as does Holly, and the board members are all over the U.S. There's 10 of us altogether, but nobody based in Iowa currently. But we started with just partnering with three hospitals, two here in Texas and one in Chicago. And since we started 2 years ago, we are now partnering with 14 different hospitals across the U.S. And it just keeps growing. It's just so exciting. And so we just raise money to donate these garments to kids.
Sure. So who produces these? Do you have a company that does this for you?
Yeah. So Holly did has a patented design that's really unique. And the feedback we get from parents and hospital staff alike is just the functionality of it is so great, especially when kids have feeding tubes or ports for chemo, or, you know, the versatility of it is really nice. So they are actually made in Peru, of all places, and shipped to the U.S., and then we distribute them from here to all of our receiving hospitals.
Very good. Well, now, there's going to be an event coming up this weekend at the University of Iowa football game down in Iowa City. Tell me about that. What's the connection?
Well, growing up in Iowa and being a huge Hawkeye fan myself, and actually I attended the University of Iowa, the one super cool thing we have is how the Dead Family Children's Hospital is the juxtaposition of that directly adjacent to the football field. It's just such a magical thing. And all those sick kids in the hospital having the opportunity to watch the Hawkeyes play on Saturdays. And so one thought that we came up with was, how cool would it be to make custom garments, not just the princess and the superhero and the other plain ones we have. So what if we made custom garments so all these kids could be decked out in black and gold to cheer on the Hawkeyes? So we did some brainstorming and ended up with gold pants and a black top with gold trim around the neck and the wrist, and bold letters across the chest of Iowa. And again, they range from sleep sacks all the way to adult sizes. And we are raising money to donate garments for every hospitalized kiddo in Iowa City to wear one for every home game this football season.
What was the response when the Stead Family Children's Hospital was contacted?
They were blown away. They have never had anybody reach out like this for this sort of idea. We sent a box of our garments at Christmas time for them to distribute, just our regular ones, and the feedback, again, we got was outstanding. They were super excited about the garments, how super soft they are and functional and fun, all the things. And they're just 1,000,000% on board. They have been wonderful to work with. And in fact, Holly and I are flying to Iowa City this weekend to be there to meet with the folks at University of Iowa and pass out the garments. First game is on Saturday. So these kids are going to be game day ready, decked out in their black and gold to cheer on the Hawks for victory.
Well, I can't speak for Holly. Maybe you can, but speak for yourself. What does this mean for you to be involved in a project that brings so much joy like this?
Well, it kind of touches base of all my passions. I'm a nurse, so, you know, helping people is just sort of something I love. I am a mom of two. I absolutely love children, and I'm a super proud Iowan. So it kind of, for me, it's like the trifecta. It ties like all the three things about me kind of into like one nice little package, and to be able to do something so special for all the kids that family children in Iowa City, and to also just, you know, affect all, you know, bring some joy to Iowans, just because growing up in Iowa and spending my first 24 years of my existence there, it's always such a special place to me. So it brings me joy to be able to do something on this kind of a level. It's my mind's blown on the kind of support we are receiving. It's pretty impressive. It's pretty awesome.
Well, and especially with all the attention that's been brought here lately with the Iowa Wave that's done at the end of the first quarter of all the football games up to the youngsters and the families in the children's hospital there, it gives an opportunity to really put a lot of focus on what you're doing. It's hard to buy this kind of publicity.
You know, that's true, and we're hopeful that people will like what we're doing and you know, contribute to our mission, so we can have this keep going for years to come. We would like for this to kind of be an annual thing, and we're just a completely nonprofit. Like, Holly doesn't draw a salary. None of us are paid. We're just all volunteers, just doing this because it's something we believe in, and we just really want to make a difference in the lives of kiddos.
Well, you're going to do that here this Saturday. That's really fun. Will you get a chance to take in the ball game then?
Actually, yes, we are. We're going to end up going to the game, and Holly and I are going to actually wear the Holly's Hard garments. So we figured that would be a good conversation starter. So we're going to be decked out just like the kids in the stands.
Very good. Well, it's great to see something like this grow to a point where you know you're making an impact. You knew you were making an impact immediately, but this is going to be something very visible to a lot of people to see the impact that's made and hopefully spread the word and spread the goodwill that's brought by this project. Laura, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate that. And for you and Holly and all that you're doing, that's really neat. Hope you have a great time this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tim. I really appreciate your time.